The 2016 Twilight Concert Series is here. Shows start July 21st and run every Thursday through September 1st. Tickets are $5 in advance or $10 day of show. So get your tickets early. Visit twilightconcertseries.com for more information.
Salt Lake Underground. Are you listening? This is Slug Sound Waves.
My name is Joe Greathouse, and I perform under the moniker VCR5. I am originally from Fresno, California. I live in Salt Lake City, Utah. I use video cassette tapes mostly to perform my music. Before that, I played in metal bands and also was a percussionist in high school. But mostly what I do now is electronic music, and a specific type of electronic music called cyberpunk, which involves visuals as well as audio. Nerdcore is all about retribution. So when you go to like a nerdcore show, for example, there'll always be a little kind of speech about how we are coming up. You know, nerds are taking over the world, essentially, and it's true. Cyberpunk is kind of a loose, broad term, sort of like nerdcore. It's a mishmash of the old and the new. Movies are a great source of sample material. Tapes at pawn shops in your parents' attic and some places like that. An old cassette tape, the longer it survived, the better. You can find imported stuff, you can find instructional videos. Once upon a time, VHS tapes were king. Anytime you had a release or any kind of material, it all came out on VHS. There's a lot of infotainment, infomercial type stuff. A Maytag Neptune came with an instructional VHS tape. You can get all kinds of weird sounds and, you know, beeps and bloops from that kind of stuff. Or exercise workout videos, which I use the Gazelle. I actually found a Gazelle and it came with all the Tony Little tapes. So you actually have a never-ending supply of Tony Little encouraging you. Cyberpunk encompasses a component called SimStim, which is simulated stimuli. The idea is almost like virtual reality. What's embedded on the cassette tapes kind of comes across visually as well as audibly, and we mix that together and make a very unique experience. You take the mundane and throw it into the unusual, like a movie called District 9, where you have aliens walking around with bras and pinwheels on their head. You have the mundane, which is just bras and pinwheel hats, and you're throwing them on these CG aliens, and that makes it interesting, even though bras and pinwheels are not very interesting. Recently, I was able to find my stepmom's LASIK surgery. We used that in a live setting and did a streaming show online where people could log in and actually watch us playing this tape of an eyeball being operated on, laid over top of the visuals of me playing. So that's the whole idea, is you take a VHS tape, but you reintroduce this kind of modern element and approach it in a unique way. It makes it almost magical or occult, almost like a new relevance or a new frame of reference into the whole piece. The idea is to take the audience's past and you attach them to that. So they see something on the screen that they go, I recognize that. Or they hear in their ears a sample of something that they heard from the past and they go, what is that? And it gets them thinking and it gets them attached to it in some way. And in that sense, it's more like art. Break. The reason I got into cyberpunk wasn't on purpose. Me and my buddy Joseph, we were in a Sepultura cover band called Black Lung. Then we got an apartment together and we were on the third floor of Eagle's Landing Apartments. We were no longer able to practice. What we would do is set up our samplers and we'd hook up microphones to the coffee grinder and Yamaha drum machine. And we would just make all these weird sounds. I think the first official performance was when the cops came and tried to shut us down. They actually would let us play a little show for them. We didn't have the ability to play with live instruments, so we started finding new unique ways. A friend of mine, James, became the head cook at Hookah Lounge, which at the time was just the hookah bar. Brand new bar in Salt Lake. Nobody had ever done anything like it. They were inviting big bands like Afro Omega and anybody else they could get their hands on. Dub Life played there. Bronte, who I really love. He's an awesome guy. So I had the opportunity one night to actually play there, and so he got me in. And so I had nothing prepared. I didn't know what I was going to do, but I wanted to make some money. So I grabbed a couple cassette decks and a Codaphone answering machine and a VHS player and hooked it up. And I was circuit bending just impromptu with tapes that I had, and it didn't work very well. The audience wasn't really keen on it, but everybody was high as fuck anyway, so it didn't matter, and drunk. You know, I got paid, and that's, I was like, okay, maybe there's something to this. There was a lot of prep work. I will say that I'm very proud of the fact that no two VCR5 shows are ever the same. What I like to do is set up things in such a way that I can pop in the tape and play it and mix it almost as if I was mixing records or mixing live music, essentially. Doing that is very hard because it's basically like rewriting a whole new album every time I perform. But the nice thing is I'm pulling from tapes that are already made. I don't have to create this stuff from scratch, just basically manipulate it in different ways. I work with a lot of sound people, and it's not just me involved. The visual artist Dan Studdich has helped me out over the years many times, working with a lot of local rappers like Mark Dago and John Schwartz, and a lot of the biggest talents, in my opinion. I pull a lot of my stuff from movies, but unfortunately, almost everything in movies is already layered on top of each other. So you have lots of great music, but it almost always has Foley pieces on top of it, like people opening and closing doors. It requires hundreds and hundreds of hours of just sitting there watching and listening, sometimes not even watching, just playing a tape while I'm working on, you know, homework or whatever, and just listening to it in the background until I guess, oh, that's a pretty sweet sound. Daniel Fisher actually does very similar stuff where he'll go through hundreds and hundreds of hours just to find one little sample, and he can kind of build off that. I've learned a lot from him by listening to his music. He's also another local sample artist. He's really good. Fish Loops is the name of his band. Most people don't have people at their shows hand you a VHS tape on stage, but it's a real privilege. I've received over the years two different wrestling videos, and I take them home and it's just gold. You know, the intimidations, you know, where they go into their little dialogue. Now, once upon a time, they had video game movies. This is a great one. It's the iRobot. It's like a Clue type board game. You watch the movie, and then afterwards you have to answer who committed the crime. I mean, it's the worst, most low budget B movie you've ever seen, but it's really good. And Ryan's given me a couple tapes over the years like that. Ryan Fedor. Michael Biggs, he's another local artist. He gave me just a treasure trove of great cassette tapes, including some LDS church videos about women keeping their faith. I traded him for a sampler. And there's a lot of talented people attached to nerdcore, particularly in the hip-hop scene. And it's actually one of the most honest forms of hip-hop because we're not talking about subject matter that doesn't relate or subject matter that's maybe only relates to a select few. Everybody can relate to nerdcore because everybody has these guilty pleasures. Like for me, it's these VHS tapes, but for some people, it's video games, comic books, role-playing games. Last year, in working on my last album, Chipwimp, I was able to come across a whole lot of unique samples from movies like Millennium, the old Dungeons & Dragons movie, Krull. And I was able to come across all these samples, and I wanted to use them so bad, but I wasn't working on that type of album at the time. So I came out with a little small album called Ilsencine, or Ilsencine. In Dungeons & Dragons, that's the god of knowledge, Ilsencine. Everything's got this little kind of subtext of hidden knowledge. After releasing this little mini album, a lot of people were asking me, where have I heard that before? Or even the cover of the album, where have I seen that before? And so I decided that it was time to release this hidden knowledge, this information, put out an album with all these hidden samples that I've been using over the years. That's where Rainbow Selection came from. You know, I basically whittled down 150 or so samples into 30 different samples from different movies in a format that's not just a sample album, but also a finished album that people could listen to and enjoy. There was actually kind of a need for people to understand how this is done, and I didn't want to sit down and explain it. So I just said, okay, here's an album that you can use to make your own, and you can use this yourself. And in doing so, people listen to it and they go, okay, that explains everything. This is how he does it. It's a two-disc album because I wasn't able to fit all the information on one disc. It's basic turntablism. You need two sources in order to mix with. Each of these sources has complementary sounds. So for example, there's a sample from Fred Astaire and a sample from Judy Garland, both from the same movie. Those two can be mixed monophonically. They're very complementary as far as the key. One disc might have a sample of Merlin, Sam Neill's Merlin, and then Mab from Merlin, played by Miranda Richards. Each disc has complementary samples that they can be mixed together. It's been designed to sync at 225.8 beats per minute, which is the same PCM click for Korg products. A Korg Electribe is what it was designed for, but almost any Korg product for the last 10 years would work. You know, it's basically just all the tools that they need to get into nerdcore, get into cyberpunk, and it makes it a lot easier than having to go through all these tapes and finding the samples themselves. Rainbow Selection, the DVD, actually comes with a really unique coloring book, which also at the back has a coloring contest. If you're a good colorer, then you have a chance to win some cool stuff. Just finish your coloring page and upload it to Instagram or Facebook with the hashtag Nerdcore. Here's a track off of the Rainbow Selection DVD called Madonna. When you pop in the disc and select the character Madonna, you'll have the option to hear this song. You just heard Madonna by VCR5 off of the Rainbow Selection album. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope Madonna enjoyed it as well if she's out there listening. The third Saturday of every month, we do a nerdcore show at Blue Copper Coffee here in Salt Lake, formerly known as No Brow Coffee. Dave Payne, Mark Dago, DJ Shanty, Greg Midgley, aka Time Chimp, myself, VCR5, come see us July 30th, Blue Copper Coffee. All this great music that you just heard, you'll be able to see live and actually make requests for which characters you'd like to hear live, which is a lot of fun. It's all nerdcore. Hope to see you there.